Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church, and this is another edition of Fresh Bread. We're in Daniel, we're in chapter 11, and we find ourselves at verse 29. As Daniel is serving beyond the Babylonian Empire, now into the Medo-Persian Empire, in the midst of the days of Darius, he received a number of visions, and one of those visions that we have before us is in Daniel chapter 11. And in this vision, we see something that's going to be happening after Daniel's death, after the people are restored back to Palestine. And that is the Medo-Persian Empire will be defeated by the Greek Empire. And the Greek Empire will not be long-lasting because of the short lifespan of Alexander the Great and will be divided into four different kingdoms. Two will become primary, the kingdom of the north, which is, of course, the Seleucids, and then the kings of the south, which would be the Ptolemaic Empire that would also work in and through Egypt itself. And the very focal point and battlefield would be Israel, the Promised Land. And in that comes great warfare, and there's amazingly detailed information given to us in these chapters of how this empire of the north under the Seleucids will coalesce around a dynasty of Antiochus, and specifically to one of the great kings, and I say great in the sense of power and influence and impact, and that is Antiochus the Fourth, who claims deity, thus he takes the nickname Epiphanes, and he will bring great destruction in the land of Israel, the land of the promise, as he wars with the Ptolemaic Empire to the south. Here's what is said in chapter 11, and verse 29, at the time appointed he shall return and come into the south, that's Antiochus Epiphanes, and it shall not be this time as it was before, for ships of Kittim shall come against him, and he shall be afraid and withdraw, and he shall turn back and be enraged, and take action against the Holy Covenant. He shall turn back and pay attention to those who forsake the Holy Covenant. Forces from him shall appear and profane the temple and the fortress, and shall take away the regular burnt offering, and they shall set up the abomination that makes desolate. He shall seduce with flattery those who violate the covenant, but the people who know their God shall stand firm and take action. And the wise among the people shall make many understand, though for some days they shall stumble by sword and flame, by captivity and plunder. And when they stumble, they shall receive a little help, and many shall join themselves to them with flattery. And some of the wise shall stumble so that they may be refined, purified, and made white until the time of the end, for it still awaits the appointed time. Well, here we find that Antiochus the Fourth, nicknamed Epiphanes, goes south, is defeated. Ships of Kittim probably refer to the rising empire of Rome that will assist the Ptolemaic Empire, will defeat Antiochus. He'll come back enraged and take his rage out upon the Holy Land, that is the land of God's people, and in Jerusalem in particular. He will make it desolate, and he will bring abominations and false sacrifices there upon the temple. And there will be a great apostasy at that time, and we know that that is exactly what occurred in the days of Antiochus the Fourth, the fulfillment of this prophecy. Not only that, there will also be those who will stand fast to the cost of their life. And there will be some who rise up and preach and teach and call people to faithfulness, and that will be those who are yet being faithful to the Lord. That during this time of great darkness and death and destruction, there will be great apostasy, as the tyrannical rule of Antiochus now falls upon Israel in general, Jerusalem in particular, and the Temple Mount specifically. And notice now he begins to talk about a time of the end, and that is the movement of an Antichrist, of which Antiochus becomes a symbol of. Now we'll see how as you join me tomorrow for another slice of Fresh Bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your App Store.